Yeah.
The Jan Talk. Go. We in the jungle, baby. Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk.
Welcome to the Gin Talk Podcast, live at the Iron Bank Coffee Shop down in beautiful Georgia. If I said it wrong, I apologize. It's your boy Mike J. I got Groovy Drew. I got Travis. And today, we're here to do some shit for y'all. Okay, we're going to bleep that out because I messed up.
Nah, we're leaving it in.
We're leaving it in?
Yeah, yeah.
We get demonetized.
It was more than 30 seconds, though, because the intro is still going to play.
Fuck. Okay. How y'all doing today?
Great.
Great. How was your week? Anybody get some cutty last night?
According to you. Never mind. I don't know how to bleep that out.
Anyway.
I was at work.
But I didn't. All right, we ain't going to tell you when we're recording this. But there you go. So yeah, coming up is the fourth anniversary of the Gin Talk Podcast. That's 4 years on this great. Yeah, 4 years, sir. I can't believe. Can you believe it? 4 years. Yeah, the 19th, 4 years, sir.
Yeah.
I know. Who does it like us? Hmm?
I don't like you.
Say what?
I don't like you.
Nobody likes me. It's all good.
Yeah. You gotta love yourself. That's what I told you to do. Motherfucker.
Yeah. Do right, motherfucker. Hey, but yeah, so how y'all been this week, though?
I've been great. Week just started. Well, day Thursday. I was just saying the week just started.
We know why you great.
Why I'm great, Andrew?
No.
Hey, man, you're just so bright today. What's going on with you? You feel good, man. You feel so relaxed. Like your guy just touched down. Bless you. What y'all been up to, man, for real? Oh. Announced me yesterday, didn't you?
Oh, no.
I'm going to get it out of you, goddammit. Put my shit on
my head. Hey, you had a great week.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. You know, you got to do something for your nice, for your significant other and everything. But yeah, what y'all got going on for the summer? What y'all trying to do? Y'all trying to go crazy?
Chill. I'm doing everything.
Doing everything. Which one of y'all want to have a baby first? The next baby.
I just say Drew already got a kid. Yeah,
Okay.
Yeah, you cursed, man.
I'm just saying, when y'all want to have a baby? Have y'all been having baby fever lately?
I haven't.
Nah, just you.
Just me?
Just you.
You looking at the bills, man.
Bills?
Yeah, the bills high.
Talking to me, you can't hear you in the mic, man.
I said, the bills be high for a baby.
You can raise it up, too.
That'll do it.
That will do
it. Reconsider.
Reconsider, my nigga.
You gotta reconsider. But no, it's real shit, though. A lot of things been going on this week. You know, Valentine's, we're recording this on the day after Valentine's Day. We just want to know, how do y'all feel about love? Are y'all, most people are now, like Maya says, she's in a relationship with herself and all that. Why are people avoiding relationships these days?
Nobody avoiding. They just, I don't know.
Who said that one?
Maya.
She got money. She can afford to do that.
I mean, yeah, but for the common person, like, I know I'm saying, I'm not saying not everybody. I'm just saying nowadays people are afraid to jump in that pool.
People just don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. Tired of the same old routine, going through the same, what you call it? Yeah, going through the same situation with different people. Probably going to be the same end result. That's probably why.
It's summertime, Valentine's Day, over springtime, man.
And like when you're in a relationship, it's like marriage. You got to make sure, because everybody keep on asking me when I'm going to propose. I ain't doing that shit yet until everything's all right. You got to do that.
You ain't gonna do it. You don't want me to.
That single nigga is gonna be
something coming up. I know. As soon as your body get right, you gonna be trying to do some wild, ridiculous shit.
No, I'm not.
You ain't.
Babe, you see this? No, I'm not.
No.
I'm not gonna do anything.
We gonna show the behind the scenes. Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm a faithful man. Hey, you gotta be faithful though when you're in a relationship. Yeah, leave that shit alone. So, don't you get sometimes when you have sex with a girl and you bust that nut? Don't you just get annoyed sometimes?
Annoyed?
But by some girl. Yeah, have you ever had sex with a girl afterwards? You just been annoyed.
Like, damn, just leave.
Please, yes.
Yeah, I have.
You know what I'm saying? So don't you be like.
That's just a sex thing.
I'm just saying it is a sex thing, but at the same time, you could be single, have sex. But after like the fourth girl or so, don't you get be like, I want a relationship? I'm just asking.
Get to the fourth girl.
You get to the fourth girl in your rotation when you're single. I'm just talking, speak on.
Are you calling me out?
It sounds like, yeah. I just say, like, you
want to call me out?
Taking all around the world.
I call y'all out. You give me to me. I'm just asking.
Hey, man, I like that.
I feel attacked. Yeah, I mean, when you get to that one specific one.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just talking like this because even though I'm in a relationship, sometimes I'll be looking at people. I was like, when you was back in, you know, I was like back saying, I was like, sometimes you'd be like having days where you'd be like,
talking to Mike.
I wish I was in a relationship and shit after you done your dirt and all that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't get people still. Are people satisfied with their whole phase? Is it fucked up and immature to have a goal in a whole phase?
Some people might just be dating. They might just don't be having sex. They might just be enjoying other people's company, though. Jay can't say they just damn fucking. They might just be dating.
There's dating and then there's fucking. Most people are just fucking.
Yeah. So what's the date? Who's more into dating or fucking, men or women?
You just can't say either
one. You can go either way.
I really think men just be like fucking. Men really just want to fuck. They really want to nut. Hey, you got to think about it. We were just here to, you know, be breeding ass creatures. I mean, you can have time with people if the girl's cool. Now, if the girl ain't got no personality and all that shit, I can understand you just want to fuck. Now, if the girl got sense and she likes the things you like, yes. That could probably eventually turn into something. But it's dating. You just got a girl you just want to bust down a few times.
And that's all that'd be. But then you have something you just want to fuck, then you have something you just want to see where it go.
Yeah. And then sometimes it don't work.
It'd be the ones you want. Damn. That shit so many times.
It should be out of... Nah, it just be like funny shit, like motherfuckers be out of town or some shit. You gotta travel and shit. Let me just say this: first of all, you doing some. What is that? Your dick will take you into places you'll never go to, like making trips middle of the night and shit. I'm not. Like, I'm saying cause I did it too when I was.
I just been saying, put it. You got. Yeah. That she talking about yourself.
I mean, I talk, no, but here my thing. My girl knows all about my shit, so she know when I made a travel.
She knows all.
Not everything. Some shit you just don't need to take to. You got to take to the grave, sir. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Some shit you got to take to the grave.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just throwing that up there. What's your take on it, Travis? Take
on what?
I'm just saying, for like being. You know who we're talking about. I'm just saying, like, as a single man, those men are they looking for a nut or are they just looking for company? Like I just said, if she has the traits.
It depends on what a man in his life. Shoot, if he's at a day age where he puts high priority sex, he's just gonna be looking for a nut. But shoot, if a man looking for a woman, he gonna want a date. So you gonna have to date is fine. Is dating, not just sex. It's going through interviews. So we might go on and date different girls, not just being sexual with them, but just having conversations, trying to get to know them. Like, shoot, you just can't, every man ain't out just to be looking, busting the shit, because that shit getting old. You got to find, especially if you a man trying to go to the next level, you got to find a woman that's going to push you to the next shit. You got to find a woman that's going to, you know what I'm saying, help you gain, get to that level. Like, yeah. Shoot, and you shit, a man busting nut anyway. He busting up from your hand from... It's a mean ways to bust a nut.
Yeah.
It's only one woman or a rare percentage of women a woman one what you need to help you get to that next level, become a man and reach your full potential. Shit, you going to bust a nut anyway. Shit, you can pay to bust a nut.
You need to quote that before somebody steals that shit. You know
what I'm saying? Nah, they steal it. It's free game.
You had free game.
Shit.
But yeah, you're right. There's a million ways to bust a nut. But there's only one way to really love somebody. But yeah. Speaking of paying for pussy, do you think that if prostitution was legal, you think all this crime rate go down?
It is legal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Nah, it's not legal.
It ain't legal. You can't solicitate a prostitute.
Who buys prostitutes nowadays? You rather see prostitutes on the corner nowadays.
Excuse me, escort. I get what you're saying, sir. Wink, wink. Yeah. But yeah, I'm just saying, do you think the crime rate will like go down if it was like out there?
No, they don't, the two don't relate because, shoot, we sex don't. If that were the case, nobody would go to prison. Shit, that well, like.
Ain't said it, you ain't gonna even speak on.
Shit, if the sex that's important, like, who finna commit a crime to go to jail?
Some stupid ass shit and all that shit.
You think sex will
rule your world? Will like,
I was trying to work
it. You,
duh. They're just stupid people. People just stupid. They do stupid shit.
I know they got different brain waves. So man, I should have known this by now.
You just horny.
That's from God.
You ain't horny.
Last night.
This last 15 minutes was about sex and fucking and busting nuts.
Well, damn it, y'all didn't say nothing, so I went along with it. I wasn't saying that, so I just went on with it. This episode's called something. I don't know. But yeah.
This was shits and giggles, but on to the next thing. What else say we going to talk about?
We didn't.
Mm-hmm. We free.
We ain't have nothing.
I was saying, I was just throwing some shit out there. We could talk about what that girl said if you could make $50,000.
Hell no, I don't talk about this shit.
Damn, you mad?
I don't talk about this shit.
Oh, because she said, what you call it cost?
Yeah, she's saying that you if you're making $50,000, now you ain't got no expendable cash, you shouldn't date. By all means, if you...
Just stay in your lane when you date somebody. That's all I got to say.
That's what somebody said, stay in your motherfucker.
No, that's all I ain't got
to
do.
You think I'm going to go out to Atlanta and date somebody? You know, they got a high expectation on shit. Rue Chris every night, bitch. We washing dishes after
yeah,
that.
No problem.
These motherfuckers, expectation be high as hell. They want you to fucking take care of them.
Take care of yourself. I'll take care of you on some little shit. I'd rather be down here, Chick-fil-A every other fucking day than home cooked meal.
That's what I'm saying. So, I don't know what's the goal of being an at-home wife. Like, what's the whole goal, though?
I guess I think that's...
They'll work for it. I guess that's what they say work for
I them. Think that's just the way of being lazy.
I mean, what do you contribute? You just going what? Clean? I understand cleaning all that. And y'all can get mad if I say this. I don't care. Do something.
You don't care about what?
That backlash.
Shit,
the backlash, in my opinion. I'm just saying, nah, you got to do something. You just can't say, I'm going to just take care of the kids and all this stuff and all that. Hell no. Like
if you
dude,
ain't working, who money gonna buy the groceries? Mine.
They said that dude got two jobs supporting his wife. He got two jobs. Yeah. She a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, she can.
Come on, man. That shit don't add up.
She cheating.
You think she cheating?
I mean, good. You at work all the time.
I almost said something. I said, you would.
I guess it's your turn this up.
Deny, deny, deny.
Deny what?
Allegations.
Allegations. We are the faithful men of Columbus. So please, 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 please. But yeah. I don't know.
Is there such thing as a stay-at-home husband?
Yeah, you can be one if your wife's breadwinner. She you choose to stay home and be the caregiver of the kids and take care of the house.
I'd be lazy as fuck.
Nigga, what?
Sandwiches? I do a little something here and there, but you don't expect too much.
How the hell you not expect too much? You paying all the bills and shit.
Make your ham sandwich, play with the kids, clean the house, get the car washed.
Leave your ass.
At least I can say I did it.
Somebody ain't find you a job.
I can say I tried it.
Actually, leave my ass.
Get the fuck out of here, you lazy bitch.
Where can I wash my drawers, though? Not here.
Bro. That's why there's so much pressure for a man. You have to have a job. You have to be a provider. So, yeah, you got to stay in your lane. But, you know, you got to be a man. Be the best man you can be and be the best person you can be. And don't let TikTok fucking tell you what to do. I hate when motherfuckers just live off the internet and just, oh, this is the philosophy I'm going to live with. Or this is this and that and that. Those are fucking opinions. Those ain't facts. And motherfuckers live through that shit.
But mm-hmm. That's why the expectations be high.
Yeah. I mean, what you think? If a nigga making $250,000 a year, you think he going to have one woman?
No.
I'm just saying, you got money, opportunity. You're not ugly, you're just broke. So nobody's ugly, you're just broke. And if you got expendable cash, it's more ass. So, hey. If you have $1 million, would you have... Yeah. If you had $1 million, would you?
Would I what?
Would you have multiple women?
You're going to be broke as hell.
Yeah, because it costs.
Excuse me. Not a million. Multi-million. 50 million.
It's being still shit. You get caught up in like... You get 2 or 3 women pregnant and play child support and all that shit.
Never mind. Be quiet. Convince me. Excuse me. I won't get sued. Allegedly Vince McMahon and all that shit.
I might have to.
Man, I might have to.
I might have to.
I'm a mistress.
Man, this man's a good man. One. He doesn't believe in this shit. Okay? If you're watching this, the faithful men of Columbus. I don't do shit.
And move along.
I'll take off that.
Is that what?
I'll take off that cap. Rest in peace.
That's sad. What else y'all want to talk about? That's on your heart. That you gotta let people know.
That's on your heart. Shit, you want like got the most energies and what's going on? What's
going on?
What's going on? What's going on?
You good?
Yeah.
Shit.
I was just talking shit. I'm just making an episode go by. So.
Sound like you had a bunch of built up energy. Tension. God damn shit. Start off by busting nuts and fucking.
And you fucked last night.
Yeah.
That should be out your system. But it ain't.
Need some more.
Now you must be ready.
I'm probably about 14 to ask.
You think you're ready?
Maybe having one on the way.
Lie to me.
Wait.
Not for the end of the show.
I'm just turning shit off.
Shit.
I'm just talking shit.
And now.
Everything I say on this shit. But no, some real shit. Oh, some real shit. You gotta stay. We come up here every day, we'll talk some shit. But we really want y'all to be very, very focused in your life.
Talking to the mic.
I'm sorry, sir. I want y'all to be focused in everything.
Shit. Focus on what?
I don't know. Gotta be better, like progression and shit. You gotta move on.
What is progression?
Progression is not being the same person you were last year and have something slightly different.
If it hasn't, down there.
Exactly. In progression. If you're slightly not changing or you're not changing at all, you're not going moving forward. So if you're doing the same shit over, you're not doing nothing.
Huh.
Is that a good elaboration?
Put it into... Use it as I'm putting it in the sentence.
If you wasn't going to school last year, you go to school this year. If you was making the same money you was next year, you got to look for another career. If you're mad about your life and your lifestyle, you have to make a change. If you're depressed, you got to go see somebody. If you're overweight, go work out. But no, it's real shit, though, because time is short, because all this thing is, this whole probably like few months is like time is more precious than money. So you got to live every day like it's your last.
That is, what goals you set for yourself to do that, then? What goals you set for yourself to do that? To reach these pinnacles. What short term goals you set to reach these pinnacles?
Go to school, get my degree next 6 months. Once I get my degree, go out there, get another job, put a down payment on a nice house, lose weight.
Those are short term goals?
Yeah, those are short term. Short terms are in 3 to 6 months. Whole long term is 1 to 10 years.
So you want to buy a house, finish school, or what else?
A lot can happen in a year.
I know it can. What is three? Everybody gonna do three?
Huh?
You said finish school. What else? Buy a house. Are you losing weight? What else?
That's a job, right?
Yeah, get a new job.
Get a new job. Bless you.
Thank you. Bless you, Drew.
Thank you.
Do something spectacular with this podcast. That's the short-term goal.
I think that's more long-term.
Are you sure?
Yeah. What's the time frame of long-term?
Time frame is 1 year to 10 years. Short-term is 3 to 6 months.
Just talk to the mic.
Short-term is 3 to 6 months. Long-term is 1 to 10 years. That's long-term. A lot can happen in a year. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if it's in a year.
That means it still is the short-term goals, because we technically, we about to be in March in 2 weeks, so that's six months from now, the year will be done, almost over.
Technically long-term.
Yeah.
Well, short-term, just go to take my ass to the gym and save money. That's all you can do.
All right.
No, what you say?
Nah, we just saying like with short term goals versus long term goals. You had a kind of youth when said put a down payment on a house. I know a lot can change in a year, but buying a house is a process. That's usually a long term goal.
Yeah,
it is.
Unless you hit a lot of some shit, come up on some.
Well, actually, you could. I mean, it takes 100 if you do it right. 100 days, you can get $10,000. Get $10,000, you can get you an FHA loan and put 3% down on the house and get you a house. I was just saying. Not saying it can happen. It's a happen.
Not saying it can't happen, but we're saying it's like.
But most, like, if you don't know that information, then I get you. Yes, it's a long-term process. Because you got to get an inspector. You got to get the insurance. You got to get all that stuff. Yeah. If you want to go that route. What are y'all trying to do? Like, I know you say you want to go to the. You want me to tell your business? Don't say it.
You can.
I was like, you want to go to the Army, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you want to go after? Do you want to do the whole, like, long term? Do you want to do the whole 20 or just do the 10?
More than likely do the whole 20, but I'm going to start off with the 4.
How old are you now?
32.
20, 52.
52.
Still got it. Still got it.
Say, I already did the math.
Yep, you good. Your long term goal?
Long term? You said my long term goal?
I'm just talking about long term. Short terms, you know, things happen and sometimes go.
Sure, I know what I'm saying. Short term goals can be set and made within a day. You put a goal like shit tomorrow. I'm gonna accomplish this much. I'm gonna wash my clothes, put my laundry up, clean up,
yeah.
clean the house, and that's gonna be a short term goal for a week.
Yeah.
That's a short term goal. You something you need, like, you know, something I need to do real quick. Make a goal to do it. A short term goal, it could be turned into a habit. Man, this lead up to the West Coast. But long term goal, shit, to be comfortable. Like, so shoot. So I might be comfortable, like I said, it's all about getting in the habit of doing stuff that put you in the on the path to live the life you want to do. So my short term goals turn into habits. So when you start doing good habits, it become to a lifestyle, and then my lifestyle is the long term goal to live a comfortable, great lifestyle. So by doing short term things, that gonna lead into a whole lifetime lifestyle change.
Okay.
you communicate with the product.
You can sell the product?
Yeah.
Can we look at Gaga?
She can, but what the fuck does she know about cameras?
Polaroid?
No.
But yeah. Long term, everybody wants to be comfortable. And sometimes you got to take a risk. Probably just end up, sometimes you can't even be afraid. You got to be scared as hell doing shit, too. You can't be afraid. Just be scared. That's why I wanted to go to Iraq. Be scared.
Bombs is going off by your tent.
Hey, and get killed at a gas station in Columbus, Georgia.
I'm going through this process, shit. I was scared, but I'm like, shit, ain't shit out here for me.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I think it's about time to move on and move.
Don't you do military? Don't you do military?
I have atrial fibrillation. I can't do it.
I'm gonna work on the banks. I mean, the bases and do IT stuff. Hold up.
I still do.
I'm talking about like overseas again. Go over to Drugo.
Oh yeah, I just applied for some already. One in Iraq, one in Israel, one in yeah, I better keep that one a secret.
Israel.
Yeah, you know they
Israel.
They bomb that war right now.
But that's where the big money is. When you go overseas and shit, motherfuckers pay you $200,000. They pay you sometimes if you're in a super war zone and all that shit, they give you $250,000. Half of that is tax free, the rest is tax, and you just come home with that. And they pay for your food and your board. So you just stacking up money and you come back. But most people come back and blow that money.
Fuck it up.
They fuck it up and go buy a Tesla and all that shit. And the girl cheat on him.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
I'm gonna be 35 this year. Damn right. I hit that pinnacle.
Halfway though.
Father getting old, mama getting old, niece growing up, sister getting older, we getting old. Might as well do something crazy.
Like half a baby. I know that you're supposed to say.
No, I ain't doing that. Y'all fuck me all up. I talk shit. I ain't talking about shit. You really don't want to have a baby right now and look at the damn prices of diapers and Similac and daycare. I saw the price of daycare and I was like, fuck no.
You don't know that. I think this shit's sweet. It's cute. Think this shit's sweet.
Oh, so sweet. Damn. Well, the baby got to eat. I can't eat. That's what that girl said. I told her, I said, you better enjoy this sleep. You get a baby, you ain't going to be going to sleep.
I told you that.
That's why I learned from you.
Nigga.
I don't, but hey, I love you.
Love yourself. Yeah, okay.
You took the word right out of my mouth.
Nah, I just be talking shit.
Yeah, you'll get your baby. Maybe you'll learn.
Yeah. I might, you know what I'm saying? Either make you or break you.
Now that one thing it will. You'll see, it'll bring them either the man
out
of
you. Out fine.
Of course you did. We told you you're gonna be fine because you had a support system if you need something. See it all the way through. That's one thing about us. We got each other's backs, even though most of the time it be crazy. It'd be some crazy ass shit.
Yeah, because you might get framed as a thief.
Now that is illegal. Whoever did that, we don't talk about it.
Motherfucker, huh? Shit.
Oh, brother. But yeah, it's been nice doing this. God damn.
Wrong too.
Oh, looking. So damn, through 30 minutes. But no, the future is going to be okay. We may have a surprise for you.
I ain't gonna get a babe.
Since gonna get a baby. Nah, I ain't gonna get no baby.
Get you one, Mike.
Nah.
We would have heard him say, that's $50.
Can y'all keep it down, please? Especially you with the do-rag.
Do-rag grooving.
Do-rag grooving.
I don't want that one. I don't want that one.
That nigga wish everybody was.
Boy. This is pure silk.
You miss the Wolfpack so bad, don't you?
Fuck yeah, man, y'all.
That man missed the Wolfpack and the Break Brothers.
Yeah, man, y'all fucked me over on Break Brothers. Y'all fucked me over. Y'all fucked me over. Elaborate.
You got no girlfriend.
The tall one?
Yeah.
You dang sure did.
Then you wouldn't stay in her house. You would never at your apartment. I was on one left.
I remember that.
Hey, but still.
Don't make it like I started it off. Nah, nigga, you did.
Hey, man, what else did
I? That was borderline fucking it up anyway, so I went on about my business.
I was out the game longer.
Niggas? When I get a relationship, one of y'all be single, one of y'all with somebody, but when y'all two together,
hey,
all I got.
That's all you got.
Shut up.
Took a little breath. If you think you're.
And every time y'all two hang out, y'all had the most fucking time of y'all lives. But when I come around, some bullshit happens.
Ain't true. All right. Me and you had fun that one
by ourselves?
Yeah.
Name one.
When we wanted to go take pictures and the niggas got to shooting, and I had to guide you back home. That is
true.
That sound funny to you?
Fuck shit.
It was for that ear.
Yeah, cause we mission pass. But y'all two. So y'all remember when we went back up to Moondog when it was cold?
Oh yeah, it's $20 for
us. Yeah, $20. It wouldn't have happened if I wasn't there. Y'all probably would have went on there.
Let's check it out. Hey, that's what you travel with me. Let's check it out.
I got
wait,
that.
Wait. Me and you, No, we didn't. We had fun one time, bro.
It was me and you.
Yeah. I know it was.
It wasn't.
I ain't going to talk about that one time me and Trav did. That shit was a It was fun, but it turned into a disaster.
What, when y'all stole the rental car?
See no girl.
That shit was a disaster.
But it was fun. But y'all in the fucking group chat like I ain't in it. Like, what y'all want to do? I said, man, fuck y'all. Point that shit stole.
He does have a point. We do get into some rascally ass shit.
Goddamn, 2 a.m. going to see some damn cookouts.
We had strokers.
Huh?
Strokers. But that bitch took my money.
Nah, you gave it to her.
No. The one with the girl that was giving the lap dance, to give me the
she put a
nipple,
titty in the mouth.
Yeah. And he had to tap me on my shoulder. So you know about 4 or 5 songs went by. Okay, I'm charging by the song.
Yeah.
And they go doing a damn 6 o'clock mix on your
ass. We got this one. Blue Flame, that was.
I was drunk, bro.
What? Man, it's your birthday. You had the time of your life. You got a girl with you. Your homeboy's with you. You feel a heavy ass tap on your arm. You turn around, it's him.
I love you, nigga.
No. What can I get a dance?
Oh, yeah. I was drunk as shit.
I said, it's my birthday.
Hey, Anthony, man, this feel come out with a different girl.
Hey, get him.
And some people get drunk and they want us to do karaoke the whole night. You know? Come on, Drew.
No.
I was having the whole fucking concert.
You that nigga getting down.
He said, come on, Drew, get down. I said, why?
Come on, dude, Bad Boots with us. Why? What is that? What a song they had out that time?
Motorsport. That was the longest fucking.
Them niggas didn't know the song. Here you go. Skip it up, I'm in a pop. Like, what?
Trying to bite our fucking style.
Hey, damn sure will. These niggas do what we can.
Y'all know motorsport?
No.
But we'll vibe with you.
Damn.
Motherfucker ended up handing us the microphone.
Yeah, we fucking. We can't even create the thunder.
It's called order.
It's called order. You out of line. It's called order. Well, fuck you, buddy. Hey, man, I'm pissed.
It's not the right one, man. Oh, my God, I'm never doing this again. You choose the wrong one, man.
Son of a bitch. Order. Well, fuck you.
That man had two bad bitches, and he got humiliated.
Yeah, look.
He thought he was doing something. Boy, that shit. What did the DJ say?
He said, you can't hurt my feelings. And he turned around and said, what you say? He said, you can hurt my feelings. I've been picked on all my life.
Say, what's good? Did he have a damn cast on his arm or something? And DJ did. Yeah.
I mean, I can't play that. It has cuss words. I said, damn it.
Oh, yeah.
But you got the black man that wore the same thing every weekend.
Oh, the basketball.
Was it the basketball or Carolina?
Basketball.
I thought it was
basketball.
Sweet Caroline. Sweet. Oh, we can't sing that.
Man. What a time. Y'all motherfuckers duped me.
And I'll be real. I just asked you, did you want to go?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Y'all
want to
go?
You ain't gone. You're not going.
Okay, I'm not going then. Y'all don't invite me to nowhere no more.
We do.
When? But now, let me know when y'all want to.
Nah.
I was about to get you.
No, when?
50 Cent.
50 Cent?
Wrestling. Trap Museum.
Y'all didn't let me know about the trap music till late. The last minute. Trap Museum, don't you do that. Trap Museum, Trap Museum with last minute, wrestling, finances, and other stuff finances. I do apologize, sir. I told y'all that. Since we're going to put it out in the public.
Wrestling was $20.
Huh?
It was $20.
You didn't let me know that. I didn't know it was $20.
I did. No,
you didn't. Then we saw.
I did.
Brock and, who's that? Cody.
No Roman.
Put it down. Yo, it's good slide.
Didn't that hurt, man?
It was some footsteps. I ain't hit you on your home. It's some footsteps going on.
Grab the chair.
Ain't nobody about it.
Somebody gonna bust in that door. Ma'am.
You see the camera fall over.
Dude, they gonna live down different colors.
You just hear Travis Baker, that's my motherfucking camera.
Bust my shit.
For real, whenever y'all wanna go do something, we can.
We're gonna see Usher.
I wanna go see Kanye.
Why you ain't gonna? Wait, where is it? Last one at New York? I think New York. What other place?
I thought they going on tour, man.
Nah, I thought they were doing a listen party. Fuck
you. Kanye?
Yeah, he said he was gonna go on tour.
Yeah, he probably do that. He said he gotta find a venue that'll let him with that camera with there, bro.
After the night? Boom, boom. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think the camera went dead.
Camera went dead?
Yeah. She ain't lined up no more.
Well, people.
Use it as a teaser.
This is the back. This is the.
We got over 30 minutes, though.
Yeah. Hey. This is the uncut version. If you was on YouTube, lucky you, you're on the podcast. It's uncut. But no.
What do you think of the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl was good. Usher did good. A lot of bullshit calls. I didn't think the defensive coordinator should have got fired for that one bullshit ass call.
But you actually watched the game?
Yeah.
Shit. He might went on your parents now. I wonder where you had went.
Nah, I was at my girlfriend's house.
It was on there in Paramount.
You was at your girlfriend's house? Mm-hmm. She lived with you.
I mean, my mom's house.
Be specific.
That shit was on Paramount, surprisingly.
You said what?
It was on Paramount, surprisingly.
Yeah, well, I was like, damn. And it was a good game. You ain't watch the whole game?
I watched Usher and I went home.
Yeah,
I was at work. Oh. I think I'm going to stay there.
Could stay there.
No.
It would be a good, as a good employee, to communicate with your clients. And
I'm about to get canceled. I'm about to get canceled.
It was good. Glad y'all liked it.
Yeah, a pretty good guy.
No. I'm ready for these movies to hit.
Which one?
Deadpool.
Deadpool.
What that one with Wicked. That should look good. The Wizard of Oz.
I see. I was bullish. I said, why they made a black girl a witch? Hey. So why they made a black girl a witch?
It's the world we live in.
Yeah. The black girl got to be the witch.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey, what is it called? Monkey Man. With Jordan Peele.
Oh, yeah.
That's a horror movie?
I don't know, like an action movie called Monkey Man. It's an Asian guy. You know, I can't make it a black guy.
That's racist.
Yeah.
Monkey Man.
$10
million, would you play that role?
What's his powers?
He's a black man that acts like a monkey and fights like a monkey. $10 million.
$10 million.
Do I get paid before or after making a movie?
Before. Everything. Good, everything. You have to go by the script, though. If you don't go by the script.
That script might be fucked up, but I do
it. It's a fucked up script.
I do it.
It's worse than Django.
Oh, damn.
$10 million.
Ain't no, as long as ain't no butt fucking scene.
No!
Is it worse than Django?
What were they doing that in Django?
He did something to his nuts, didn't he?
He was about to cut him off. It's worse than Django as a... Never mind. I know Trav gonna say no. Like Steve Harvey said, I'll be the best one. Just say you take the money.
I said I would.
Me too.
Circumstances I'm in now, yeah.
Y'all don't know about Trav. They gonna interview me on BET.
It's a door opener. That's how I'm gonna look at it.
It's a stepping stone, people.
Motherfucking door's gonna close, right?
Yeah. Didn't say nothing when Halle Berry did Monster Ball.
Halle Berry.
She got an Oscar. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I fucked. Did I get an Oscar?
Yeah. Okay. They gonna put you in the scene, all right? No, that's
awful. The scene I don't. The scene I ain't agreed to.
Yeah, yeah. Wait a minute.
Get a stunt double.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
That was a... Ooh.
That was a what?
That was a remedial video. A music video.
We ain't on YouTube now. This is on Spotify.
I still tell you. Find us for this shit.
Yeah, they probably would.
Hurricane Chris.
Hurricane Chris. Shout out to Killer Mike for winning the Grammys 3 times, sweeping it. Everybody's mad that Travis Scott didn't win, but fuck it.
Slept on them 10 times.
Hey, make a better one. That's how it go.
I mean, lyrically, you know Killer was going to win.
Yes.
Travis is just like a... Oh, Travis Scott, Killer Mike.
But I'm just saying though, the biggest robbery ever was when Good Kid, M.A.A.d City lost to Macklemore.
R.I.P. Macklemore. Now he's we won't die. Mac Miller died. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah, Mac Miller. Oh, hey, Macklemore. That was the biggest robbery ever.
When I was in third grade. You thought I was gonna finish?
Yeah. Go ahead. So go ahead. Go ahead. Nah, Killer Mike is well deserved. A lot of people say, I don't know who this is. Them just young niggas. So.
Young niggas.
Hopefully it'll be culture vultures. I can't stand a culture vulture ass bitch.
You don't know Killer. You don't like Goody. You don't like Audi.
You don't like nobody. The motherfucker was on flip flop rocking. Young, I can't sing the song. Fuck it. 103,000, shout out to Public House. Hey, man, it's going to be a good year. A good year.
A Gucci year.
A Gucci year. Gooch. Remember, people get the Gooch. Honeypot.
They still say that?
I guess.
Yeah, I think some of the big companies bought them out.
Oh, yeah. She got rich, though. $50 million.
So take, did you take honey on your old trip? You don't need it no more. They got that love potion. How was Nashville?
This is great. Awesome.
It was amazing. Awesome. Ask that nigga, how was first class? This is the same old shit.
Drew made the rain all the way up there.
Nickel.
Yeah.
You were making it rain.
This is an inside joke. Was good.
Oh, man.
Because every time it rained, he fucking somebody.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. That was saying he was making it rain. That's what I was saying. Because you said every time Trav fuck, it's be raining. It damn sure was raining hard like a motherfucker. That's your flood. Hey, you are yay. Cologne's about underwater. Goddamn, Trav. Trav,
So they will die if they die. He didn't give a damn. And man, just, hey, life's good.
It's amazing. I thought
it was over. And man, got him some mimosas. I saw that Patron bottle. I said, it's over with.
It's over with. You happy?
Yeah, very.
Huh? I'll ask you later. Yeah, don't ask me that.
What you about to say?
I can't. You tell me to ask him later.
It's going to be a good year for love.
Yeah.
You going to shush. You going to get somebody out there.
I'm chilling. I used to say that.
And then it hits you. The love bug.
Am I creating a joke?
You just a happy guy.
I'm happy too.
He's happy.
All right, let's wrap this shit up.
See how mean he is.
Damn it. Yeah, it's about to be 750. No, guys.
Oh shit. But yeah, this has been a nice Gen Talk podcast episode. You know, we like y'all to. We're about to drop some merch soon, so we love y'all. Want you to have a good year and a good month. And on that note, it's the Gen Talk Podcast, and we in the jungle, babe.
I forgot where it was.
Copyright.
How's that a copyright? I'll be mad as hell we get a lawsuit off of a damn monkey. No, nigga, them came from my family.
You know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby. Drum dummy.
This that gin talk. This that gin talk. This that sin talk. Make you sin talk. This that gin talk. This that gin talk. This that drink a shot to my best friend talk. This that gin talk. This that gin talk. This that sit down gin to make you sin talk. This that gin talk. This that gin talk. This that take a shot to my best friend talk.